Thanks for coming. I'm pleased you could join me, especially since it must have been such a long journey to this coffee shop in such a remote, rural little town. I know it looks a bit empty, but this is actually busy for our local standards. But I know you didn't come here just to talk about how a coffee shop is doing. You wanted the info on the lead I mentioned to you, right? About the vampire? Now, just to make sure again, you are serious, aren't you? When I first caught wind of you, that you were some self-proclaimed vampire hunter, it was hard to take at face value. Anyone would assume you're just some sort of role player, especially with how popular vampires are in media and whatnot. So you'll have to overlook my skepticism. Fortunately for you, I know that vampires do exist. I've seen them. That's why I was able to take you seriously. Well, somewhat seriously. The thing is, vampires are very powerful, and however powerful you think they are, they're even more powerful than that, from lifting cars all the way over their heads to running fast enough to catch up to motorcycles to shrugging off bullets. There's a lot they can do, and I'm not so sure there's much you can do against them. So, what is it you actually intend to do? What's your plan? How are you going to stop them? Because I don't really see much of a way you can't face them. You have to try anyway? You're not a very good vampire hunter, are you? Seriously, what are you going to do? Say, for instance, I was a vampire. What would you do against me? How would you stop me? Do you have some sort of magic bullet? Some sort of holy water in a water gun or something? Oh, you need to get something from your bag. That's it? That little thing? A crossbow that shoots a wooden stake? Yeah. I can't believe it. You barely even sharpen the stake. It's so dull. Saying you're not a very good vampire hunter was a bit of an understatement. Oh well, at least it's cute. There really is nothing you can do against me, then. What do I mean by that? Now, you're catching on. Normally, I'd just tease you and just give you a subtle hint, but I think this might actually go over your head, so I'll just say it plainly. Why do you think I invited you all the way out here, out to the middle of nowhere? Sounds a lot like a trap, doesn't it? Like one a vampire would pull? I had assumed you were just coming along anyway, knowing it was a trap with some sort of ace up your sleeve, but it seems you actually were just that clueless. Now, if you haven't caught along yet, yes, I am a vampire. Look at you freeze up. What happened to all that I have to try anyway talk earlier? You're adorable. Do you think I'm not going to do anything to you since we're in public and I'm unarmed? Oh, you poor, poor thing. You really underestimate me.
Everyone!
Everyone, get out. Stand by the doors and windows.
Now it's just you and me. Surprised? They're my thralls. Everyone in this town is my thrall, you see. Well, other than you. For now, we'll see how you behave. Oh, I wouldn't run if I were you, by the way. I could sprint to the end of the room before you even left your seat. In fact, I wouldn't even need to sit up to take you out. I could throw a coin with enough force to pierce your skull, and with enough precision to hit a bird in flight. So, why don't we have a little talk? It's been so long since I've had some good company to talk to. The thralls aren't very interesting. Nothing in this sleepy little hamlet is. Other than you. It just so happens that I've known about you for far, far longer than just before I contacted you. A vampire has to look out for their own safety, after all. I might be immortal, but you don't live for as long as I do without keeping tabs on all potential threats. And I suppose maybe you kind of count as a threat. Well, okay, not really. You've proven yourself to be toothless. It's actually quite charming. It's so nostalgic. There aren't any vampire hunters these days. No one believes in us anymore, much to their detriment. I think you might be the only one. You're intriguing. Truth be told, I haven't had any real entertainment in decades. Fighting vampire hunters was the only real spice in my life. But they're all gone now. Except for you. You remind me of the time my life actually had some thrill in it. And true, you're not a particularly skilled vampire hunter. Once again, that is an understatement. But that's actually quite fitting. It adds to the nostalgia. Other hunters weren't especially competent either. They kept on getting scammed by conmen selling fake holy water. And it's because of that nostalgia that the highlight of my lonely nights was all about stalking you. Watching you go about on your day, scouring the internet inefficiently for leads on vampires, going to all the wrong websites, asking questions to all the wrong people. Absolutely adorable. Not that I was stalking you in a romantic way, I can assure you. Just in a tactical sort of way. To keep an eye on you, to see what ways you might be able to threaten me. I promise. Really? That aside, I have taken an interest in you. Bask in the honor. So, without further ado, you're mine now. Here, take my hand. We'll be going to my estate, and I'm sure even if it was next door, you'd get lost without me holding your hand. You're honestly pointing that little toy at me. You know it's not going to do anything, right? I could shrug off getting hit by a truck. Your dull little stick isn't going to be very good at penetrating me. But tell you what, if you'd like, I can expose my chest, give you a clear shot straight to my heart, so you can see just how futile it really is. But seriously, your resistance is pointless. You're in front of a vampire in a town consisting exclusively of their thralls. You're done. Give up. Well, I do admire it a bit, that you're willing to throw your life away facing me. But what about the lives of your loved ones? Your friends and family? That's right. I've been watching you this entire time. I know everything about you. I know who you spend your time with, who you talk to, who you laugh with. And oh, I really hate it when you talk and laugh with others. So it wouldn't really be much of an issue for me if I removed them from the picture. And if you refused me, if you rejected my kind and generous offer to take you in, well, to be honest, it's a demand. But if you rejected me, I wonder just how far my retaliation would reach. Now that's what I like to see. The sight of you putting your hands up in surrender. It makes me want to just bite down on your neck right now. I'm afraid I'll have to restrain myself, though. Right now, I'm eager enough to crush it. I wouldn't want you dying on me. You're going to give me so much entertainment, after all. You're the only interesting thing in my life. It would be a shame if yours were cut short. Which reminds me, your pitifully short human lifespan might be a bit of an issue. I suppose I'll have to turn you. Maybe, if you behave enough, I'll consider it. In fact, if you behave enough, I might even let you see your loved ones. I could keep them here as my thralls. But enough about that. We should head home. I know it's just about time for you to watch your favorite show, and I will give you the privilege of watching it with me.